they might blank up again.
Freeze up?
Mm-hmm. And, or you could say, if you talk to somebody, those pipes have been blank for about 2 weeks now.
Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What do you call the main room in your house where, like, you entertain guests? Or people come over and sit and talk?
Living room.
Okay. Is that what you call it all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever call it like the parlor? Or?
No.
Do you see a difference between parlor and living room?
Yeah.
Is it an explainable difference?
Yeah. A parlor would be a more formal place to sit than would be a living room where you can get comfortable and take your shoes off.
Okay. Let's see. Say if you have a real high ceiling in about 12, you'd say, gee, that ceiling's about, talking about the height of it, if you were telling someone how high it was, say the ceiling's about, how high?
A lot.
Okay, well, if you're talking about feet, though, you'd say it's about
A dozen feet, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, a rod is
16,
I think.
Oh, okay.
English
measurement. That's a rod. Mm-hmm. A rod. Okay. What do you call the thing on top of your house that the smoke comes out of when you put a fire in your fireplace?
Chimney.
Okay.
Chimney.
Either one.
Either one.
Okay, in front of the fireplace, the area in front of the fireplace, what do you call it?
Hearth.
Okay. You ever heard of a hearthstone?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
No, a hearthstone would be a large stone with fireplace. We have would be now would be concrete, smooth out there in front of where the coals could pop out and wouldn't get on the floor. Uh-huh. All the rug would catch it and burn holes on it.
Okay. All right, and the thing that the logs on, you know, when you're starting to fall, what do you call it?
The floor.
And you don't have a special metal thing? Do you know, have you ever seen one of those metal things?
Yep.
What do you call it? Or do you call it
anything? Now, fire dogs are the things that sit in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And other than a tinder box, I don't know what you'd be talking about.
Okay, that's it. If you ever heard of dog irons, that'd be the same thing.
Yeah,
fire dog.
It'd be fire dog.
Okay. And do you have in above your fireplace, do you have a?
No.
Yeah. Okay. And, say, do you have one big round piece of wood in your fireplace with a lot of bark on it that you burn first, or that you start the other ones burning? Have a name for it?
Kindling ladder? I would not know a block of wood.
Would it be like a backlog? Have you ever heard anybody call it?
I've heard it called a backlog, but it's there, you know, several years.
Do you know what it is, or just?
Well, it is large log. You put the kindling in under your ladder, this type of thing, try to catch it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides a large fire that you can do it.
Okay.
Tradition, the English tradition for sitting on the Yule log, and that's what the Yule log is.
Oh, okay. An education here. Okay, what do you call the black stuff that sort of
soot?
If you didn't have black ashes, if the ashes were burned completely, maybe cold, what would you call them?
Ashes.
If they were
potash.
If they were that color, what would you call them?
Potash.
White ashes.
Just ashes.
Would you ever call them that color?
No, just ash.
What was that color?
White.
Yes. Okay. What about sitting in?